Of course he's right. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Here's Steve.
All right, so many questions about national security swirling around and a variety of reasons for all of that. My next guest spent 14 years on Capitol Hill. Former House Intel Committee Chair Mike Rogers as his chief of staff. Senior advisor to the Trump transition team. Visiting fellow from Mason National Security Institute and so much more. Andy Kaiser with us. Andy, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Glad to have you here. I want to ask you about a couple of things. I know there's some things on here about security clearances, but I want to ask you about this push in the last couple of days from Bob Goodlatte and Trey Gowdy, saying that these FISA abuses are so serious and so egregious, we need a new special counsel to look into them. What do you make of this FISA abuse? What can you ascertain with your experience?
Yeah, that's a good question, Steve. FISA is so opaque. I think it's very hard for most folks who haven't worked directly in that space, which is a pretty small universe, to kind of make a what's up and what's down. So I've been out of the intelligence community for only a couple of years now, and you know, it's even hard for me. So what I do now is kind of look at, and I'd recommend to your listeners, look at people who kind of know what they're talking about, people like Andrew McCarthy from National Review and people like Trey Gowdy, who actually have dealt with FISA, have filed those applications, and know, you know, kind of what's going,
okay, that's illuminating, though. That's illuminating, Andy, because you say, trust Trey Gowdy. If Trey Gowdy comes out and said, listen, I have a set of facts here that are very concerning, and he believes abuse occurred at the FISA court. And I wonder, you know, did a judge get played here? Because if you're saying trust Trey Gowdy, that's what it seems to appear.
Yeah, if Gowdy's saying that, indeed, there's, you know, there's something there. He's been very measured. He's actually defended the Mueller investigation as you know, legitimate. Let it run its course. Mueller's a pro. That type of language. While at the same time, you know, correctly pointing out that perhaps the previous administration didn't do enough, you know, against the Russians. And if there were some abuses, we should know about those and be concerned about those, particularly at the FBI. So absolutely, I would take that seriously.
There you go. Of course, the problem with these special counsels, they go far afield from where they begin, and nobody knows where they go. All right, so my next concerns lie with the security clearances. I hear that a whole bunch of folks from the White House, lower-level staffers and so forth, they couldn't get the security clearances they needed, have been let go in the last handful of days, and more could be leaving soon because they can't get the security clearances they need. How important is this? Should we be concerned? Or how unstabilizing it is for a White House that's already a bit rocky from time to time, to say the least?
Yeah, Steve, I think what you're seeing in there is mostly a lot of folks who had never served in government before. You know, I think of somebody like Jared Kushner, who his family has international business ties all over the world. That's leading to a lot of the complications, I think, and slowing things up. Typically in governments and transitions, whether it's Republican or Democrat, most of the folks coming in are either already in government or from academia, and so the clearance process is a little smoother. So I think what you're seeing here is, you know, folks that are both new to the game and then, you know, just total outsiders.
Well, you know what's interesting about what you said there, Andy Kaiser here. What you said there, Andy, is interesting to me. People that have worked in business in the real world have trouble getting clearance, but those that, you know, sit in a teacher's lounge or work in government already, well, you're good to go. I mean, that's, for the average American hearing that, it's like, really? So people that are out here, you know, rolling up their sleeves and working every day and in business, well, you got entanglements here and there. But if you've been sitting in the teacher's lounge pontificating about, you know, how much smarter you are than real Americans, and if you've been in government all this time, as they say in the swamp, oh, heck, you're good. What do you need?
Yeah, that's fair. It's just, if you're in business, and particularly in your, maybe you lived overseas or you do business overseas, that's where the process can get slowed down, because obviously the biggest thing they're looking for is any ability to influence you from a foreign actor. So I think it's mostly that, but you're right, the outcome is, you know, a bit concerning.
Well, yeah, because here's the bottom line, the takeaway, Andy, is that if you've worked in the real world and you have an understanding, like a Rex Tillerson comes to mind, and obviously he got his clearances, but if you've worked out there in business and you've been able to, you know, make connections in foreign countries and you understand how things work, not just on the front page, but in the back corridor, in the smoke-filled, you know, lounges and bar rooms where things get done, then you're suspect, you see? And that concerns me because you have a certain level of experience that could probably be very helpful, and yet these people seem to be blocked. What does this mean to the administration, some of these folks getting told, no, you're not going to get the clearance and you got to go? Does it make a difference at the White House?
Yeah, I think it does. Though, you know, to put it in context, it's not entirely unusual to have, you know, a number of folks with these interim clearances. It's a little unusual that it's taking this long, but I think we've already discussed that. And then there's a big macro problem that happened way before President Trump came into office, which is there's just this huge backlog of security clearances, actually, Steve, in the hundreds of thousands.
Really?
So to clear those out,
I wondered where my application was.
Time, and then you have all these new folks who, Rex Tillerson is a great example of people who've been doing business overseas for, you know, 30 plus years.
Sure. Well, I guess, you know, there's a lot of backlogs in the swamp, apparently, a lot of plugged drains over there.
That's a fact. I'm sitting right in it now. So, as a proud Spartan in March, I'm very happy to be talking to Atlanta Station. Go Green.
There you go, Andy. Way to get in the free shameless plug, by the way. Make sure you fill out your brackets here for Town Square, the bracket challenge, anyhow. Andy, greatly appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk soon. Go Spartans. There you go.
Go Green. Thank you, Steve.
Andy Kaiser, former senior advisor to House Intel Committee and former deputy national security advisor to the Trump transition team. All these backlogs. Hey, by the way, if you need some help with your taxes because you're under fire from the IRS or the state of Michigan, I got a name for you, Chris McClatcher, Fresh Start Tax Solutions, good friend of mine. He's ready to help you resolve your tax problems. And trust me, if you're being chased by the IRS or the state of Michigan, or likely both if you're in that situation, Chris McClatcher is the guy you need. All you have to do here in Michigan, put in your area code and then tax.com, punch it in. Go to the website, get a hold of Chris, 517-TAX.com, 989-TAX.com. You got it. Go see my good friend Chris McClatcher. Don't do this alone. You're listening to the Steve Gerber Show.